Okay, we're in Simresh Rav Ches, we're up to Sif Lamed Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch turns from the rules of being Matan Neder to the understanding of the Kavana of a Neder, which is, we're up to the home stretch of the Simin, and that's what the end is about. Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches are relatively easy. So let's learn through what it says, and I think after that we'll just move to the next. Lamed Zayin. Hal nishba al das chaveiroi shloi lasis dava plaini. So we already said al das rabim, al das chaveiroi means that you're swearing something in order to get some type of favorable reaction from your friend, either a favor back or something like that. So, but your shvua is not a shvua b'tanai; it's a straight out shvua. So, if you swear al das chaveiro, shalas is davar pliny. Afal pishudos nchaloi chaveiro rishus lasaisai, and then his chaver gave him rishus. Still, sar sheatiru lo yikibul hadyaitis, because the case is he made a shvua to find favor by his chaver, but lemaisa he made a shvua. He made a shvua that. I don't know, he's not going to use a different caterer. Only him. And now, the friend says, oh, you can do whatever you like. So he still made a shvua. He made the shvua, he still needs hataras nedarim, even though clearly he made it to find favor in his friend's eyes. Elam kein oimer, shadaita hoyek shenishba shiuchal oisai pleili latirai. Unless he says that's what he meant originally. Now, this last thing is something I hope to discuss next week, because we're going to learn a handful of such things. Does Shmuel go by what you say or by what you mean? Or by both together? We have a rule that has to be piv v'libay shavin, that your mouth and your mind have to be one. If he refuses to do it. You see, so in that case, I think we're going to talk about an umdin. It's clear that if he refuses, we're going to do something. It's going to say later, let's say he dies. We're going to have a case like that later. So clearly he didn't mean, if he dies, he's still going to, there doesn't need hatara, right? Because his das is clear. So we're going
to... If you made this deal with your friend and all of a sudden he says, okay, I want $50,000 for what you deal, you're going to be 25.
That's the same as saying I'm not going to do it, right?
Yeah. So yeah, okay. You win at that point.
All right. So you have a good pesach to be matan neder, that's exactly. For sure. Question is, do you need ataras nedarim or not? So this is
that you could change your mind. I don't know, change, but explain whatever you meant afterwards.
So it's limited. Your person can explain what he meant as long as the words are two pages. As long as the words are acceptable, can be understood that way. Al das chaveri is not a tanai. See, look at lamiches. Lamiches and lamiches go together. Lamiches nispa shalaylas is dava pliny shloy brishus pliny. If he said, "I'm not going to do it without your permission," kibishin asan lais a pliny brishus. Hutter vein sarach hatara. Not much of a chiddush here. That he swore that way, and then that's the way.
That's
a tanai, right? So the point of lamiches and lamiches is that seems to be. That stoma, you're bound by your words. Stoma, you're bound by your words. If two people have an entire, they have an agreement, and now they have an argument. So I tell them, bring me the agreement. You know, you can have an argument. I meant this, I meant that, but if you wrote it down on a piece of paper, so bring me the agreement, and we'll see what it says in the agreement. And people say, you know, I didn't read it before I signed it. There's nothing I can do about that. You know, it's your agreement goes by what you agreed. So by the Darim, it would seem the same way. It's not entirely true, which I hope to get to next week. And there's a Gemara that says if someone means to say Zutruma, he separates something, he means to say Zutruma, and he slips, he says Zumaiser. So it's neither. It's not Truma, it's not Maiser. You need Piv v'Libay Shavin. He has to say and mean the same thing. If that's the case, it depends what he meant. So the part here is, if he meant, he meant. Stoma, when a person says things, we go like by the contract, by the words. That's what it means. Well, leva leva chavera is when you do a business deal with somebody. Oh, das chavera. Okay, it's you may be right. You may be right. What? Dalosh b'shua. He said a shua. I swear. I need nishba. What? Yeah, Ani Mavtiach is, it's not nothing, you should keep your word, but it has nothing to do with Hilchos Nedarim. Ani Mavtiach Lecha is Avtacha, it's not a Shvuah. Nishba is a Shvuah, yeah. Okay, so Siv Lamizai Lamiches are sort of an introduction for a parasha to come. It's not complicated. Rav Zayin Ches is relatively simple. If you say, if you make it tonight, then it depends on his rishus. If you don't make it tonight, then even though it's al das chavera, you need to be matir. Okay, let's see Sif Lamed Tes, which is already a little more involved. Lamed Tes, hanishba lefroya lechavera lizman ployni. Someone borrows money, and he makes a shvua. It doesn't mean ani meftiach, it means ani nishba. He promises to pay by a certain day. Yochel lehatiroi shaloi al pi chacham. Now, he can be matanada without the formality of hataras nedarim. Sheyoymar, that the lender should say, hareini ki'ilu his kabalti. This is a chiddush. That a person could say, it's as if I received it. Hareini ki'ilu his kabalti. It's as if I received payment. And that's good enough. Avo laharichai b'shiyame b'chiyuvai lav kol kiminei. He had a chiddush. Somebody says, I promise I'll pay you back by Sunday. He comes to you, he says, you know, I need till Tuesday. You say, fine. So saying it's okay till Tuesday, the neder was Sunday. He made a shvur for Sunday. You can't laharichai, you can't just say, okay, do it Tuesday, because it's a shvur. In the first case, if he wants to say, you don't have to pay me back, he wants to be meichel, there's a halachi here, he could say, ki'ilu is kabalti, which we'll have to explain. But as a din that he could say, hareini ki'ilu is kabalti, it's the page that has mem on it. You're missing it. There should be still a pile in my study. Okay. You want Yossi? Let's see if there's some other pages that have mem. There was that mem on it.
Well,
once his kilo is kabalti, it's finished. It's over. So, well, yeah. So you listen to what I was saying. Listen, please. If he says kilo is kabalti, it's over. If he says I give you two more days, lav kol kamine, he can't do that. He has to be matineder. Unless he made it tonight, then he can do it. Of course, the tonight helps. Zok de taz memches b'zed ichsholim harbe b'nei yodam. This is a michshol by many people. Shemiskashre neged acherim l'kiyum gam b'tkiyas kaf l'zman ployni. They have an agreement with somebody. Now, I don't know what he means, gam b'tkiyas kaf, also with a handshake, but he means it's got to mean a lash of shvua. U'b'giyah z'man oim aloi hinini marviyach l'cho z'man. He says, I want it to be binding, but I give you two more days. Now, I don't see it. Tkiyas kaf itself is not a neder. Tell him, hareinu kilos kabalti, amenah shetishpa lefroya lezman ployni. Now, as you say, it's as if I receive payment, except over here, yes, except that it's that I still want to be paid back. So,
what? He got it already. He doesn't have to get paid back again.
He lost. And he says it's as if I got paid back on tonight that you give me like a new schaibus. You give me a new schaibus. Okay, let me try to explain what's going on here. First of all, I have to tell you that this halacha itself is a machlokes to Rashba de Rosh. I mentioned it because we're going to try to talk about both of them. If you look. It says on the top of this page that you turn to, Avo Laharichai, there's Gra Kuv Zayin. He says on the bottom, Kivan Sharaitza Bekiyam Tanoi. He wants to be paid back. There he said, I'll pay. It's funny he's calling it tonight, but it means he made a shmua that I'll pay in a certain time. Sham, that's the Rashba. The Rush disagrees. The Rush holds that you could be Marach's man. Rechsev says the following. Again, somebody swore he's going to pay you by Sunday. Now he says, give me two more days. So you say, okay, I'll give you two more days. The Rashi holds that doesn't do anything. A shvua is a shvua. The Rush holds that you can do that. You can say it. But so the Rush, once you say it, once he doesn't have to pay on Sunday, the power of the shvua comes off of paying for Tuesday. He has a mummy sticker for you. But he's saying, you have to pay me Sunday, you can pay me Tuesday.
The new loan or just an extension?
The way it sounds like it's an extension. But the nether comes off. The question is, how did it come off? Nether shahutta mitzasa is nina hataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim, if a matter part of your nether, the whole nether, if a bezin's matter part of your nether, the whole nether comes off. Nether shahutta mitzasa yahutta kula. When a man says, instead of paying me Sunday, pay me Tuesday, how is that nether shahutta mitzasa yahutta kula? Shach and Kuf Aleph is bothered by this kasha. He doesn't understand. It's not a Taras Nedarim. It's not a Taras Nedarim is Eiker, the Neder Meikara. So if it's partly off, it's partly off. So the Shach is Matmiya on this Arkas Chayim. Maybe he didn't mean it. What we're saying is we pass like the Rashba. Even the Gra at the end says Roy Lachish Devera. We pass like the Rashba. If somebody makes a Shvua to pay by a certain day, Harachas Azman doesn't do it. You have to imate Neder. However, if he says kilos kabalti, then it works. Okay, that's the rush.
If the mamma says it's no problem, it means as a mamma saying it's not a problem. It's felt in the nether. If he says I'll pay you by Sunday, and he says let me pay till Tuesday, that is okay.
So chashmish, but he's fine. In Yeridaya, he has a problem, right?
So what's the difference? I mean, here's a situation. He says I'll pay by Sunday, and he says I need till Tuesday. Well, okay, and then Tuesday pays, so then what?
He's over his nether. He swore to pay by Sunday.
So then what happens? So what does he have to do if he's over his nether?
Yeah. What does anybody do if he's over his nether?
He has the tshuva.
In Chashemish, but he's fine.
Right.
But in Yerodea, he has a problem.
That's my tshuva.
Yeah, that's the tshuva. Now, yes.
Would it help if they realize that you can pay on Tuesday and it'll be as if you pay by Sunday?
That's good. Yeah, Achilles.
It sounds like a funny thing to do in a neder. If someone's makabla himself only to have chol of Yisrael, it's a neder. So say, I'll have chol of stam, it'll be kilu, I have chol of Yisrael. Is that going to do a trick?
Maybe that'll work.
We're talking about a neder. He swore to do something on Sunday. He didn't do it.
And you thought Reb Moshe had to
be accepting it on Tuesday will be as if you
what does it mean, except Tuesday? As if it got me hilchos shvuos, it doesn't help. In chashamish, but it can help. Because the money, financial areas, you can make any condition you want. So, when you think in chashamish, you're 100% right. When you think in neder, that's not right.
If
you
neder, then what's the
talk
about?
If
you're not in neder, make another
one. Oh, if you're not in neder. So the chiddush is that you need to be not in neder. And that's what it says here. The Raj was saying you need to be not in neder. Rush doesn't agree.
So how can any from Tain or from
you don't make shvuas. You don't make shvuas normally. Who makes shvuas? You should stay away from shvuas. Sometimes a person lends. He doesn't trust the guy. He says, make a shvuah and I'll lend you. But
there's a written agreement. If someone wants
if there's no shvuah, then it's not a shvuah. If there is a shvuah, there is a shvuah. Any financial agreement, written or otherwise, it can be changed by an agreement of the two sides. See, the word promise is something that's very unclear. I always thought promise is a shvua. And people tell me it's not. And they bring a raya, art scroll, always says shvua is swear, not promise. So how do you figure out if promise is a shvua? I have no idea. I thought your promise is a shvua. What?
I agree.
Promissory note. But it's a promise or it's a ani meftiach? It's a, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, well,
Kieskaf. Yeah, they I don't know why that's a shvua. That part I don't know. I assume it means a shvua.
Yes, good question. What about I affirm under the penalties of perjury to pay?
The whole reason people say I affirm is to avoid swearing. So it doesn't have dinei shvua, but a person has to keep his word. A person doesn't keep his word as a rasha. You know, it doesn't have to say paran halacha. All right. Okay, I will explain on the Eskabalti. I'd like to let me explain the Rashba, the Rosh. The Machta Ephraim has a shtickle which explains it. He was asked the following Shiloh. Somebody made a Shavua Lishares Plaini to drive him places, to shop for him, to do a type of service for someone else. So he made a Shavua to do a service for someone. And they asked the Machta Ephraim, this is the Machta Ephraim on Hilchos Shavuos, Ois Yud, could you say Hareini Kilu is Kabalti? Okay. He said, you have to go to the airport Sunday, I promise, I swear, whatever he said, I swear I'll drive you there on Sunday. And then he's busy Sunday, he has a bris, so he has to go to Yerodeish here. So he wants to back out. So the guy says, fine. So does he have to be Matadeder? Or could you say Kilu is Kabalti? We pass like the Rashba. The Rashba says Kilu is Kabalti works. Does it work in the case where a person makes a promise to do something, or does it work in such a case, or it doesn't work?
Isn't it implied so, that if the other guy wants?
What?
Isn't it all inclusive? I'd imply that only if the other guy wants.
No, that's so the whole sif here has nothing to do with the other guy wanting. He says Kilu is Kabalti, he said. If not, not. That's it.
Another question, Kabalti have to be before or can be retroactive?
Let me do one question at a time. You're right, but one question at a time. So anyway, in this shtickle, the Machna Ephraim is Masbir, the Machlaikis, the Rashba, and the Rosh, he calls it the Ran, and the Dharam Chavdalit. Whether it's Kabalti helps. He says that the Rashba holds Hareini Kilu is Kabalti is a Din Mechila. In Chayshim Mishpat there's a rule that you could be Meichel somebody even without a Kinyan. You could be Meichel someone even without a Kinyan. Somebody owes you money, it could be a Meichel. Now it's important to know if it's not a Mechila situation, if someone says, see this lottery ticket? If I win, I'll give you a half. And then he wins. How much does he have to give you? Another thing, he could change his mind. Right? He could change his mind. If he didn't do a Kenyan, a person could say, he means it, I'll give you $100, or I'll give you a job, or I'll give you an apartment, and he could change his mind. A person who says words, you shouldn't say it and be lying when you say it. But if you mean it when you say it, you can change your mind. Lady, you say, I changed my mind. You have to do a kinyan in order to make it binding. So if somebody says, if I win, I'll give you half, you take out your pen, you say, let's do a chalipin on that, and I'll pick it up, and you'll do a kinyan chalipin on it, and you'll do it. There's someone here in the shul who buys a lottery ticket every week. He told me that when he wins, I get half. I told you, I think once he came, he gave me $2.50. You could win $5 in the lottery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, you could win $5. See, won $5. I told him you really should take off the cost of the ticket because the profit wasn't $5, right? So he gave it to me. So I really should do a Kenyan with him because, you know, someday, I'm a big talker. I never did a Kenyan with him. I should do. But at any rate, but the point is, you could change your mind except by Mechila. On the ticket, I guess. So you can't do Kinyan on the word.
You have to change
the
volume. On every ticket? Or
you're making life hard for me. Just the winning ticket, that's all. The din of Mechila is an exception. There's a Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, I think Chayshim Mishpat, I think Simi Yud Beis. It's a four-word Mechaber. Mechila ain't Sricha Kinyan. Actually, Ein Sricha is abbreviated, so it's like a three-word Mechaber. Simeon Beisit Chesoso Mechila Ein Sricha Kinyan. If you Meichel somebody, it's what we call a Hafka. It's a release. A release does not need a kinyan. If you release somebody from an obligation, it does not need a kinyan. A zoivait is a ktsais, they are oifenart. The ktsais declares if mechila belev is a mechila. Someone owes you money, and you mechila belev, whether that itself is chal, or the mechila belev is chal. Now, not to be confused with yiyush. If you're miyayush on him ever paying you back, that's not mechila. So you'll never be able to, that's not mechila. Mechila is when you're mechila, when you make a decision to be mechila. So the ktsais actually brings a marit who says mechila belev is a mechila. There's a Mishnah in Ksubis says if a lady doesn't collect a ksuba for 25 years, it's nimchal. So he brings a raya that mechila belev have a mechila. The ktsais disagrees. The ktsais says dvarim shel belev are nothing, and it can't be. Ah, yen a Mishnah. So he says, listen carefully. A mechila belev that's nicker, that is an umdana that's nicker to everybody, and she doesn't collect a ksuva for 25 years, she's meichel, but there's something in the world that it's not varsha belev, because it's nicker that she was meichel. But if it's not nicker that she was meichel, that's a mechila belev, and a mechila belev is the ktsais paskins is not chal, probably a paskin like the ktsais. That is not chal. No, hefker, it has to be said. Hefker has to be said. And mechila belev works if there's an umdina. I like to... What? No, it's interesting. The recipient doesn't have to know. I tell you a story. You see, you remember stories. Yeah. Somebody called me. He told me he grew up with a friend. They went to yeshiva together. And he, the one who called me, did well in business. He has a few dollars. And his friend struggles. He said, his friend, the first time I had to make a bar mitzvah, called him if he could borrow money. He told him right away, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you back. It's got to be an open loan. So he borrowed for a bar mitzvah, for a second bar mitzvah. He bought a house, he borrowed for a house. Every time he said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to pay you back. And then he borrowed for chasanas, and another chasana. But they're talking about 40 years later, and the guy called for a wedding again. He said, no problem, how much you need, I'll lend you the money. And then the person said to him, I bet you think you'll never be paid. So he said, well, I was thinking that. So he said, you should know, next year I turn 59 and a half, I can cash in my IRAs, I have a cheshbon, and I'll pay you back every penny. That's what he said. So this person called me if he's allowed to take the money. He was Michael Belave. He was already Michael him. By the end, he was already giving him the money. He never meant for it to be a loan. He was already Michael him. So he called me to ask me if his Mechila is a Mechila Belave. So first thing I asked him was, did you ever tell your wife that you're Michael? If you told her, then it's a Mechila. So he said, oh no, I never told her anything about this. You know, like, all experienced people. So the point is, I told him Mechila Belev is the Ktsais Paskins is not a Mechila, and it's a Mechila that way. It happens to be, I told him, I'm not sure, the last few loans that when you gave. You initially meant it as a matana. I'm not sure how that works. You meant a matana, you meant a loan. But certainly the earlier ones, that's a mechila belay, which is not a mechila.
The problem is that he has to tell him.
It's Kaneva, yeah.
No, he has to tell him that I was
Michael. How can you take it back?
If the guy was to give it back,
my father, Olav Shalom, he passed away Shabbos Thursday night. He was Matzava, Labanov. And one of the things he told me is, I have in this place a list of people who owe me money. And I'm Michael everybody, except if one of them, if any of them are wealthy people. He told me one of them is a wealthy person. But the rest of them, he said, whoever's not a wealthy person is Michael. So during Shiva, a person came, not the wealthy person, a person came, Mechanach on my father's block. He came, he said, I owe your father money, and I want to pay you back. So I told him, are you rich? So he started laughing. So I said, whoever's not rich, my father was Michael. So So he said, no, I don't want to take, you know, like, I don't want to take. He said, look, if you want to give me a matana, you can give me a matana. But it's not possible to pay up the chayiv. The chayiv mechila unilaterally is nifka. When someone's meichel, it goes off. So you want to give me a gift? All right, we'll discuss it, so, you know. He never got back to me on the gift possibility. But, well, let me just explain. The point here, Dr. Bachter Frayim, is that the Rajba's Chiddush and Kilu is Kabalti, is that those are code words for Mechila. When a person says Kilu is Kabalti, it applies Mechila. He's being Meichel, the Chayiv that exists. Since he's Meichel, the Chayiv that exists, so the Mechila is off. What? So it's mechiv. Then the shvuah is off. He said, the shvuah was, I'll pay back the chayiv, and the chayiv doesn't exist anymore. So that's why the shvuah is off. Ki'ilu is kabalti. If he says, pay me 2 days later, that's not a mechila. It doesn't work. But if he says, ki'ilu is kabalti, applies a mechila. The Rajba holds ki'ilu is kabalti is a mechila. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh and the Ran hold that it's just an umdana. It's not a mechila. Mechila is if you're meichel. Kilos kabalti is it's as good as if I got it. The point is, the reason the shvu is off, the Rosh holds, is not done to a mechila. It's off because there's an umdana. If I promise I'll pay you back, so it's an umdana, I'm going to pay you back based on the lender's das, based on what the lender wants. It's not else mechila. So memela nafkamina between them. If he says, don't pay me Sunday, pay me Tuesday. If the reason kilo is kabalti works is it's a mechila, so there's no mechila. You have to pay back by Sunday, you'll be matineder. But like the Rosh, that it's an umdana, that when you promise to pay someone back, you're doing it al daita, according to his demand for payment, then you can be marav zman also, because just like if you promise to pay someone back, it's based on what he wants, the demand for payment. So the same thing, if he gives you for a few more days to pay, there's an umdana that he allows you to pay a few more days later. So the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba, is whether the whole condition of kilo as kabalti goes throughout dinei mechila. It doesn't go throughout dinei mechila. That's the shaila. The Bachter Frayim says, what about someone who promises to do something for someone, promises to drive him, let's say? So he says, like the Rosh, it's okay. Because it's umdana, you can drive someone, only if he wants to go. If he doesn't want to go, you tell him, no, I made a shua, get in the car, I'm driving you anyway. So of course, that's not what you meant. So like the Rosh, it's off. But like the Ran, now it's the Bachter Frayim seems to assume Mechila is not Shaykh on a Maisa. Like the Rashba, the Bachter Frayim assumes that that's not Mechila. Mechila is a Chayv. It's not a...
My
you're going to drive him anyway. I want to read to you, this is from Deras Sicha. Moment is for that moment. Rechai Knievsky in Parshas Matos.
That day he's in Miami and I'll be back in New York on Tuesday. So he's not here, so he cannot pay him back.
He could. Let someone else be Zaycha for him. Give it to someone, I'll be Zaycha. You have to be a Lamdin. I'll be Zaycha. Somebody wanted to pay his... The halacha is a mitzvah say to pay your worker the same day. So somebody didn't have money and he told the babysitter, you know, I have to pay it tomorrow. He got back to yeshiva and he said, you know, I feel bad. It's a mitzvah say pay today. So someone said, take money, give it to me. I'll be zaycha for her. And I'll be zaycha, so you pay today. So whether that's the kavanah satayra, that someone will be zaycha for her is good enough like her, I'm not sure, but... Shaila, I'm reading to you from Deras Sicha, from Chaim Knievsky. The Velt says this is one of the few reliable Svarim from Rav Chaim. Deras Sicha, Pashas Matais, page Tuf Nun Test, the first volume, there are two volumes, Deras Sicha. Shaila, Amala Chaveiroi Sheyovai Lechasu Nasai. You told someone you're going to go to his wedding. Ha'im Havi Kenidre Mitzvah. He didn't say Lashon Neder. But if it's a mitzvah, it's automatically a neder. Umau imavalai be'ezus Hashem. Ubelivai miskavin shalayavai. So I'll come to your wedding, be'ezus Hashem, or mitzvah Hashem. But it's hard, he's not going to come. Imzeu kamay neder, becherim, or miskavin, becherbo sheyam, shetzar hatar. It's like somebody who says a losh, and you think of something else, that needs hatar. So shayla is a double shayla. Whether you swear to go, that's where you say you're going to go to someone's wedding, whether that's a neder, it's considered like a dvar mitzvah. And in Timsalimer it is, whether you have to be matin that, you'll see what he says. So tshuva, ba'imaloi shiyavi l'chasudasai, sarach lizar loimar b'li neder. Aval mamar rak bezos Hashem, ain't that klum. Ukai gav neshama shiyavi yizeh chashash neder. It's chashash that it's a neder. If you come to someone's wedding, it's a mitzvah to go to someone's wedding, assuming they'll make him happy that you come, it's misameichim that you come. So misameich chasim v'kala is a mitzvah. So he says zeh chashash neder. So what's the etzah? Yivakish mechavei roshiyim chaloi kiman shezahayu teivasei mahani mechila. You know what he's saying? So it's not like the Mechna friend. He's saying, tell your friend to be meichel you, and if he's meichel you, then mechila helps. This is not the way the Mechna friend says, like the Rajba, the way I understand the Mechna friend, he's saying that like the Rajba, mechila doesn't help. Or mechila helps for mammon. For a chayv mamin, it doesn't help for a maisa person does. So I don't know. I don't know. He's passed to Rosh. I don't know why. You know, it's hard to know. What?
Was he a banker? At one point, Matthew Prime, one of those, was a banker.
He was a banker, not Machne Prime. That's you're right. But it's Yara Prime. So. So I don't know. I don't know what you rely on this. You don't rely on it. I mean, it's a wake up call. They say you can go to someone's wedding. I said, "This is a neder." What?
You
can have a stas.
All of the time.
Yeah. Okay. What happens if when you go, it's sameach the father with the chassan, not the chassan? If you're from with the chassan, it's sameach the chassan.
The chassan doesn't know.
It's sameach the father. The chassan mitzvah team is sameach the father or the chassan.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The chama fan.
I mean, the chassan is having his father.
What?
He
brings here Sipur. He says, Reb Chaim told a story. Belamde b'yeshiva lomza, b'petach tikva ha'yalei talmid shalom ad imai. K'shayis achasna shalechad abachurim b'yushalayim v'harav lo'y nasa, sholay atalmid lomay lo'y nasa. So it seems Reb Chaim didn't go to a certain wedding. So this other talmid asked him, why didn't you go? Bishiva ki ain't lo'y zman. He said, you know, Reb Chaim doesn't have time, he's busy learning. V'haysif, avla chasna shalcha, ani yesa. But to your wedding, I'll come. It seems it took the guy 10 years. Av abacha, av alumayt kill yeshiva acheres. He went to somewhere else. Acha ke'esa shanim, omad li'inose, yabala has been a rav. V'hiskol I have to chasa. He reminded him his promise. Av aloha yeshayach b'shum oifin sheyisa ba'isa yayim, u'bikshmen ashiyim chalai. He says, yes, the mechil was a shayach for him to come. La'acha shanim chisen hanal es benoi. So now this chasen who Abchaim didn't show up for made a chasa for his son. Bala has a sarav amalai she yavai ki yftiach le disuin shalai v'loy haya v'loy achal haya. 30 years later, he says, and he said, "I keep my word. I swear I'll come to your wedding." So this is also your wedding. I mean, I didn't mean his wedding. But, what? Yeah. It, well, it wasn't matinah. That's the thing. He was Michael.
You see, it is.
So I don't know from the story if he just meant as a friendly thing or he really meant that he's paying back the chayim.
If
you
kilu kabati is a mechila, then even on Tuesday he can say I kilu kabati.
L'mafreya, okay, you want to help him that shalv l'mafreya. Mechila, the question is a mechila is a mafreya.
He asked before that
on Tuesday can make a question of mechila is chala mafreya. Is mechila? I don't think it's oikul mafreya. What? I don't think so. So. It's not true because if there will be a shibur on the chayiv. He can't. It's not. I don't think it's Nekala Mafreya.
It
can't be. It's only the Kadal Abba. Yeah, I think so.
If the guy makes the neder to his friend, and both of them know, if the guy makes the neder to his friend, I'll come to your wedding. They both know he's not swearing. He's not, you know, like a.
But say you do his bar mitzvah is like a swearing. That's what he's saying. What? Well, I trust no, it could be Lamafreya, but Mechila, I don't think. It's interesting, he has another shayla, somebody who was traveling to sell his ox. This is the stipler. Sipuli Abba Zetzal. Shabbat Lefan of Ishal. Hoya Bederech Limka Shar. V'yurlai Sakana. He was taking his ox to town. And there was a Sakana. V'noder. He made a neder. If you not sell, it will be saved from the Sakana. Demei Ashar Yilat Tzedakah. He swore, if he saved, whatever he gets for the ox will go to Tzedakah. Nitzel. So he was saying, Ma'asa. Listen to this. Machashar in Tarnagel. So he went to someone and sold him the ox plus a chicken. The shar is selling for 10 lira, which is about a dollar. But tonight, a time ago, by Sarah Salafim. If he buys the chicken for 10,000 liras. It's like the Lulub in the Esri. So you just should cough, what can I tell you, you know? So here's the stipler, if that's okay. She says, the stipler said, Yoishir vaday she'in zeh. Hashay lo ha'isam yotze yidei nidrei. It's not Yoishir.
No.
If it's Yoishir the neder, he says, Abba hevi raya, kubidumami shloi pasak boy. He thinks he didn't want to pass him, but right?
What? What?
What? What is chasada? It's the chuppah, the dancing. Where is there a mitzvah to mim sameach? The lashon of the braisa is walking them to the chuppah. That's really the lashon, is to be walking to the chuppah. Although we see when members sameach them after, we usually sameach them more afterwards. I once mentioned the Tertumima writes, Chazal say somebody who attends a wedding, is nehenna from a wedding, and not mesameach chasam the kala, is over b'chamisha kailos. You know, if you go, you're nehenna from a wedding, not mesameach. It's an issue. I remember once someone from the neighborhood gave me a ticket to fly to Chicago for their wedding, for his wedding. Remember, it was Menachem Wiedemann. You remember the Wiedemann's there? So he gave me a ticket to fly to Chicago. Once I was in Chicago, someone heard I was there. They asked me to speak. I said, if you could squeeze it between the chuppah and the suda, I'll do it. So I remember the flight was delayed. I landed. I ran into the wedding hall. It was right before Shkia. The chassan had two people with candles next to him. And I didn't have a mincha. It was a meal for mincha. So I ran quickly to daven mincha, and Melchizedek Shatz, they called you up for a kibbutz. So Melchizedek Shatz, I ran in, I got my kibbutz, which I wouldn't do without. I stepped down, and the guy says, "Okay, I'm here to give you the lift." So I went to speak, and you know how it is. I went to speak. By the time I got back, the tablecloths were cleared off, all the drinks were on one table, and the chassan kala and the family were schmoozing. So they offered me a drink. So I said, I think I'm the head of Mesudas Chasim Vekalav, and I wasn't Mesameachim. I want to take a drink. There was no mitzvah time. I felt terrible. I felt very bad. I barely showed up, you know, like they summoned me. But anyway, Tertumima says, from there comes the mitzvah to give a matana at the wedding. Some people, they mail it in later, they give it in later. And Tertumima says, no, you should give it at the wedding. Because the head of Mesudas Chasim Vekalav, Samchai, is Ivan Khamisha Kailas, you should give it at the wedding. What? All right. I didn't get anything to you. I went from there to the airport to get my flight back, you understand? Anyway, the point is, if someone goes to a wedding, he's not particularly friendly with the Chasan Kali, not really with Samaritan, he's Nehenna. So that's what territory is. They should give a gift at the wedding. So somebody, I mentioned the Navi Shir, someone said to the Yitzhak the Tertumima, you just hand him an empty envelope. Because he's Mesamechim, it's a wedding tomorrow. He has things in his pockets, so you're Mesamechim. There's a Sosemis that's quoted. There's a big kasha. Nowadays, the Kala side pays for the wedding. And in Shulchan Aruch, in time of the Gemara, the Chassan side paid. Gemara Ksuba says, if they get engaged, the Chassan says, I want a simple wedding, the Kala wants expensive wedding, the Shah, what to do? The Chassan side always paid for weddings, today the Kala side pays. So his Fasem is probably who said us on Misa the Brichasa, says, and the Hena Mesudas Chassan, Vaina Mahana is over Chamisha Kailas. The Chassan used to pay for it. So today the Chassan doesn't pay, it's not in the Hena Mesudas Chassan, it's not in the Mesudas Kala. It's a veritable, obviously it doesn't carry much weight. Anyway, so this is the sugya of Sifla Mites, the Kilos Kabalti. Okay, let's move on to Sif Mem. Sif Mem, Of Sheshpia Espinoi Shaluchala Halva is Kimbershus Shim of the Levi. Yabir, this is a true Sarajma, it's a Maisa Shahaya, where a man, he really didn't trust his son's judgment. His son was a generous person. He lent money, he made poor loans, the money didn't come back. He said, I don't want you lending money unless you get reshus from Shimon and Levi. And the son said, oh man, if you look in Shimon's Rashba, he said, I'm Ashbia you, that you shouldn't lend any money without reshus from Shimon and Levi. And the son said, amen. The Gemara says, amen, zushua. Amen is a shua. It doesn't matter whose money it was a shua not to do it. So, mutala halvais b'shus echaneyem. So, here's the kshayla. Does he mean reshushneyem, the two? Or does he mean Shimon or Levi? You follow? He said, you can't lend money ki im reshus Shimon v'Levi. Does he mean, well, does the son, when he said Abe, does he mean both, or does he mean one? Close. So the Rashi, the Tshuva, is titled in the Gemara, which the Tazmar test brings briefly. Gemara is in numerous places in Shas, in the Chulin, the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Edison and Rabbi Yeshia argue with the Gemara in many places. If it says Vav, does it mean and, or does it mean or? So he brings a raya of the imay kilel. Is chayav misa if he cursed his father and mother? Is chayav misa. So Rabbi Yeshia says he's only chayav misa if he curses both of the imay kilel. Rabbi Edison says no. It means or. I'll prove it to you. It says leisachraish bishar v'chamar yachdav. Until the Torah says yachdav, the means or. So that's Rabbi Edison's shita in the Gemara, that vav means or, and memela, I think they argue by the...
Okay,
I stand corrected on that. But be that as it may, they argue if the vav stoma is and, or if the vav stoma is or, and memela, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that when a person says Shimon Velevi, it's totally in Yenis Sugyas HaGemara if it means or. This is what we're toiling in. We pass Rabbi Yenison, at least the Rajma, the Chumash Rav, pass with Rabbi Yenison, that Vav means or. So, Mutalah Vais Peshul Sechon Mehem. You're allowed to do it with permission from one. Now, the Taz here is Matmiyah. We have a rule, Safik Lashon v'Nedarim L'Hachmir. There are Safik L'Shaydais, we can interpret it two ways, we interpret it L'Chumra. And he's Matmiya on this. I mean, you know, and for us, we say, you know, it's very nice, it's a Gemara B'Yaisir B'Yaisir, but when I talk to people, I talk in English, you know, I depend on B'Yaisir B'Yaisir. Darcha Shulchan has a nice pshara, so to speak. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, really there are a lot of places where it's shver, where vav definitely means and. He brings an example, it's roya l'chayayim v'keva. It doesn't mean or. L'chayim v'keva, it means all of them. You have to give all the evarim, l'aysach b'l rechayim v'rechev. He brings this as an example that, I'm sorry, he doesn't bring rechba v'lech. He brings zrika yim kippur, dama par v'dama soyer. You bring your spritz, dama par and dama sar. It doesn't mean either the dama par or the dama sar. It solely means both.
It's mixed.
So the Aruch HaShulchan makes a geder, pshat in the Gemara, that when it's a davar chiyuvi, when it's something you're going to do, it always means and. A person means and. I'm going to do this and that. He means he's going to do all of them. The machloikis is by a davar shaluli. Why, when something that you're supposed to not do, he brings l'sach b'l rechayim v'rechev, is also a case of machloikis. You know, take a mashkin, rechayim v'rechev, doesn't mean both, doesn't mean one. The adava shaluli, when you're going to, something you're not supposed to do, doesn't mean one or both, that's where the machloikis is. So b'meila, Aruch HaShulchan qualifies what it says here in this simon, that that this is only when you say, I'm not going to do the Rashba's case. I'm not going to land without this. Then the Vav can be interpreted two ways. But when you say, I will do, you have to do it all. You have to do both. If you say, I promise to do A, B, and C, you have to do A, B, and C. I suffered the suffix l'shanis l'hachmer. So he says the following. He says that the Kavanas HaRashba is that from the Shas, it's clear that there are two mashmoes into a vav. Sometimes it means and, sometimes it means or. Davachiyuvi, it certainly means and. So from the Shas, we learn that sometimes it means or. Once something has two mashmoes in, so a person's never meant to say, I meant one or the other, or he's not meant to say what his father meant, but he can rely on a taich. Savid darav lahachmir is when it's not clear what it means. But here it's clear that it can be interpreted both ways.
So
Mimela, he's saying his amen, I guess, was to one of the two interpretations.
If the father wanted to say, I want it to be Shimon and Levi Dafka, according to this, what would you say? What would you say?
It wouldn't matter. It matters what he meant when he said amen. It doesn't matter what his father meant. When he said amen, if he says, I meant both, of course it's both. Case is either he says, I meant one, or I don't know what I meant. I just said amen. So it's open to us. What we're saying is, the klal in Lashayna, if a Lashon is clear, even though in Shas it's one thing, if in English or modern Hebrew it's something else, then it's clear what he meant. When you have ambiguous Lashayna, we go according to Chazal. I know it's like when we write a name in a ksub or a get, we write a name the way it's spelled in the Chumash, the way it's spelled in Tanakh. That's how we write a name, if it's a Tanakh name. So even if it sounds to us it should be spelled differently, we write it, they're like the number Shmoina. Shmoina, pastor should be spelled Shin Mem Vav Nun Hei. But we write Shin Mem Nun Hei because that's the way it's spelled in Tanakh. In Tanakh, Shmoina is spelled without a Vav. We write it, it's not Ma'akiv. But the vote is the default on how to write something is the way it's written in Tanakh. The same thing here. But a Lashon clearly means something, it's clear. When it's ambiguous, then we go to Tanakh and we see the way it's used in Tanakh. That's the default setting for what something means. And since we're saying that it means or sometimes, so a person has a right to say he's relying on the or. And this is how Aruch HaShulchan explains. I can't resist. I would have answered the Taz's Kasha differently. The Taz's Kasha is Safak Lahachmir. Safak Lahachmir is when a person makes a nether 99.9% of the time. A person makes a neder out of his own free will. He decides it's good for me to make a neder. In this case, the father forced him.
Yeah.
The father said, I'm not letting you lend money. How what shlita he had on his son, you can only imagine. But the father was kind for him to don't lend money without Shimon HaLevi's permission. And he said, amen. So it's like, Bakor Chayana amen. So he certainly means the smallest interpretation, the easiest way out. He certainly means that. So that's how I would have interpreted that which it says here. So this is the, at least, this halacha. Like I said, I wanted to get back next week to the issue of how we interpret Lashonis. Mem Aleph, let's just look quickly the Mechaber. I'm going to have to come back to it, but it's there's a big... This Mechaber... We have to read twice. Once without the parentheses of the Ramah, and once with. When you read it without the Ramah, it makes a lot of sense. When you read it with the Ramah, all the Mefarshim have kashas. So since it's kind of late, we'll read it without the Ramah, and it's going to make a lot of sense. Hanishpa lefreya lechaveiroi li, with a lamed, lizman ploidi. Someone makes a shvuah to invite his friend, to pay his friend lizman ploidi. Well, how do you interpret Lizman? By this time? Oi, Lahazman Bita Lindasu and Lizman Plaini, or to send his daughter an invitation to a wedding within this amount of time. Oiver Bechol Yayim Ashvuasai. Now you might say logically, look, he swore he'll pay him on Sunday, he didn't pay him on Sunday. So Monday, he's over the Dharma, but then it's over, he doesn't pay him on Monday. He has to pay him like every Chai, but the Shvuah is gone. So it says like this. If you say, Lizman Ploini, I'm going to pay you by that day. So then the Shvuah continues. Every day you're over on this man, on the Shvuah. Avo, im neshmal ases adova bi yoyim Ploini, If you swore I'm going to pay on that day, Vavar Yom Shuv In Chay Chiyav Shvua Alav, then the Shvua is over. V'loika Al Shav Shvua. I say Rechav Lo says it's not over because of Shvua. So he's saying here a chiluk between Li Yom Pliny and Bi Yom Pliny. That is certainly, it's one thing to say in Lashon Kodesh and Tanakh and Shas, Li Yom is one thing and Bi Yom is very nice. But to say that all of us sitting here in Brooklyn in the year 2018, that we're saying, when we say Li Yom, we mean one thing, we say Bi Yom, we mean something else, it's really a very, very difficult thing. So I guess we're going to try to have a good Havana what it means in Yitzhashem.